This show is presented by FL Teams. Check out flteams.com, your go-to one-stop shop for all Florida sports coverage. Also, check out at FL Teams on social media. This is High Heat in 305. I'm your host, James. And I'm a completely depressed Marlins fan that I just don't think they deserve to be talked about this. I know the Marlins was that A, they're terrible. B, we have wasted a perfect playoff chance. Three, we got embarrassed on national television on Saturday. And four, a couple of prospects that has been called up to the big leagues. And we got a trade. We had to trade Anthony Bass to a Blue Jays prospect, Jordan Grossman, whatever his name was. And now he is our prospect once again. But that's really it for the Miami Marlins. Really, it's the same old story. But thankfully, in the next coming weeks, we won't have to talk about just the Miami Marlins anymore. Because from what I could tell, what I could see, really, this season is over. I've known that this season was over since the moment that Jazz has been injured and is put on a 60-day IL when his season was over, which means our playoff chances are over too. However, what about Inter Miami, the team's shirt I'm wearing? Inter Miami playoff bounce? Perhaps so. So last week, Gonzalo Higuain, and I talked about this, had a hat trick, which you score 3 points in the same game. And unfortunately, they did not win the game. They drew a game. So after that, they went to the West Coast to play the team called San Jose Earthquakes, which is arguably one of the worst teams in the league as of yet. But we've gone to San Jose, California. And we won the game 1-0 on Jane Mota goal on a 12th minute. And it was fairly a close game, a very close game. Earthquakes had a big chances, but our goalie, Drake Callender, was making some great saves in this game and held the game 1-0 for Inter Miami to get all 3 points in San Jose, California. Inter Miami is not known for having good road record. In fact, they have one of the worst road records in the league. But that was only their second road win of their season, just the season. And that's on Wednesday, August 3rd, 3 days later to August 6th. We fly from California to the East Coast to Montreal, on the east side of Canada. And they are arguably the better team on the road and at home. But we played them on the road, and Montreal was leading. And Inter Miami was coming back twice on a Gonzalo Higuain goal and Emerson Rodriguez goal. But in that game, there was actually two goals for CF Montreal. His name is, if this stupid thing holds up, his name is Romel Quinto. So the guy who really scored goals for CF Montreal is him. Only two goals. So with this draw, we got 1 point from this game. So in the end of this week, we got 4 points off of this road trip to go back home to Miami to play against New York City FC, the defending champion of MLS Cup. Inter Miami has been sitting ducks in the playoff, been really edging on. But right now, as we speak, we are sitting at 9th place, 30 points of the season right now. We are tied with Chicago, Cincinnati, and Orlando City. And if we win this, theoretically speaking, if we win this game against New York City FC, and Orlando City loses to New York Red Bulls, and if Chicago loses as well as Cincinnati, we could theoretically leapfrog them all over to fifth place in the playoff spot. And that would be a perfect, that would have been a nice, nice leap forward. But we had a major leap forward. For football wise, we had a big one. And this one was so big that we are actually the favorite to win the ACC. Now, it's close, but we are just over the favorite over Clemson. And that's the big one. Because breaking news from last week, we had yet another recruitment, a four-star O-line. Connor Liu has been committed to the Miami Hurricanes football club for Mario Cristobal. And because of this, the Hurricanes has rised up number 7 of the recruitment rankings. Number 7. And now, some folks are even saying that we are the favorite to win the ACC. But it's close. Very close, Clemson. Because Clemson, yes, they lost some, you know, big players like Trevor Lawrence, you know, to the draft. But we cannot underestimate Clemson. But the way how this has been going, we are favored to, I don't know if we can win this year. If we did, that's great. But in the coming years, this Hurricanes team is going to be extremely dangerous for college football world. And I'm really excited to watch this Hurricanes team. Ticket sales has been really going up for the Hurricanes football team. They sold more tickets than they did last year. Last year, over 19,000 tickets were sold in the whole season. And that's not a lot. They had low attendance. And I was there in one of those games. Even against a big game like NC State Wolfpack, they were not in Hard Rock Stadium. All this because they that weekend. I went to 2 football games that weekend. I went to the Hurricanes game, which had some pretty low attendance. It wasn't horrifically low. There was still a lot of people, but from college football standards, there should have been a lot more people. But because the regime was under Manny Diaz, if I can remember his forgettable name, nobody wanted to support. No one wanted to support this man. If you wanted to have a great Hurricanes football team, you could not lose to a team like FIU Panthers. And FIU has not been a pretty good football program. And they lost to them at Marlins Park. That's just sad. That is incredibly sad to see. But forgettable things aside, this is a new regime. A new regime. And Cristobal has been making some huge impacts. And he hasn't even coached a game yet. He's not coached a game yet. But when he does, and it's game day, all bets are off. We are predicted to win 10-2 of the season. That's a prediction. Anything could change. We got a couple of games that we could lose, like Clemson, for example. That's one of those things. And we are projected to lose against Texas A&M. But predictions can be false. And we want to prove them wrong. So hopefully by next season, we can prove them wrong, because we want the whole college football world, including Alabama, to fear us. All right, basketball. Miami Heat versus San Antonio Spurs in Mexico City. We already know that we're going to play against the San Antonio Spurs in Mexico City. It's just a matter of when and when the schedule has been released. And for what I can tell and what I can read from FL teams themselves, they are the road team, the Miami Heat. So let's just see where it goes. And thankfully, after the pandemic, we were able to go back internationally, like Mexico City. I believe this is somewhere in the 30th game in Mexico City. I could be wrong. So I haven't really kept track of the international games, but this is a pretty cool one too, Mexico City. Mexico City is just like maybe 4-5 hours down south of San Antonio. So it's still a little bit of an advantage of San Antonio with the little travel distance, even by plane. But we'll just see how it goes. Maybe we'll win in Mexico City. Maybe we'll see. You know, with the Miami Heat, there really has not been a lot happening in the free agency. You know, there's only the free re-signings of Victor Oladipo, Dwayne Dedman, a couple of players from the G League in the summer. Signing Robin up to the Miami Heat. The trade talks are still going on with Kevin Durant. This could really drag on up till September 24th. And it might be one of the worst NBA off seasons we've ever seen. Until that trade happens, I'm standing by it. There were some better free agencies than this. Let's be real. And you know, Magic fans could probably agree with me with this. This could have been a lot better. Nothing crazy happens. Until that Donovan Mitchell trade happens, which I hope it happens, or Kevin Durant trade happens. From what I can tell, he could go to Boston. He could go to Miami. He already called out Steve Nash. So it's unlikely he's staying broke. Let's be real. But if we do not make those trades to either Kevin Durant or Donovan Mitchell, we roughly have the same roster, just missing pieces was P.J. Tucker, who signed with Philadelphia. So it's not the same roster, but it's not the exact same, but it's kind of the same, but with very healthy players like Victor Oladipo and Jimmy Butler, who has some problems, and Kyle Lowry, who also has some problems in the playoffs. But here, my question to you is, will the Heat make the finals with the same roster? Again, P.J. Tucker has gone to Philadelphia, so it's not the same roster, not exactly the same as I quote. But will they make the finals even with the same roster as they did last season? To me, they were really, really close if a couple of things did not happen. The referee decisions were the big ones, and the Max Strus out-of-bounds three-pointer that's been disallowed. That was a big one loss. Those could have been a difference if we did make the finals in 2022. So who knows? Kyle Lowry said on Twitter that he's hungrier than ever to make it to the championship because, much like everyone else, they were really close. They were so close to make it to the finals. So this team is more determined than ever to play, to win, to make it to the playoffs, and to try to make it to the NBA Finals. To try. So it's one big thing to see. It's one key part to see if NBA season does come. And I'm pretty excited to know, and I'm pretty excited to see what happens. There's no Florida Panthers news as of lately. So no updates on the Florida Panthers. However, we do have updates on the Miami Dolphins, but I'm saving it for another day this week, and I'm bringing a friend of ours, of FL Teams, and you might know him from his time with Jeff Nicolino. So I'm bringing him with me this Wednesday night. Tune in Wednesday night because we're going to talk Miami Dolphins all night long. We have a lot to talk about with that team of what happened last week. And he makes good points. I make good points. So it's just us two big gentlemen talking about the Miami Dolphins and what our opinions are. So tune in Wednesday nights, all right? Wednesday nights, it's all Miami Dolphins, and it's a very important one. Very important one you tune in. All right, folks, that's going to do it for episode 8. Episode 9 is this week. Like I said, Wednesday night. And it's going to be live. So that's going to do it for this week, folks. If you have made it this far watching this video, hit that like button and subscribe to FL Teams. Because FL Teams and I have your back. And what we do, we're right there with the entertainment you deserve. The entertainment is always there. Highlights are there. Podcasts are there. And the family is there. All right, folks. Good night. Now see you all on Wednesday nights.